I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
I'm here with somebody who's going to talk through a very important subject. It's a little bit technical and therefore scares some people off, but I think it's very, very important, and that is split testing. So today I have with me Andrew Brown from Splitly. He's a co-founder of Splitly, also an Amazon seller of some considerable experience, and also a software engineer. So he's put together the Amazon selling background and software engineering to come up with something to help us poor struggling Amazon sellers. So Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. So tell us, Andrew, a little bit of sort of potted history of how you came to be, you know, to go from being an engineer, a software engineer, to selling on Amazon, and how Splitly resulted.
So essentially, I was working as, you know, contract programming, and then my friend was selling on Amazon FBA, and he did a course, 2 years previously, and I just didn't take him seriously until he showed me his bank account, essentially. And then there was just such an opportunity. I mean, a lot of people saw there was an opportunity in Amazon. So I started selling on Amazon, and then about a year in, I mean, it's not marketing and stuff. It's not my strong suit. I am I'm a nerd, essentially. So I was just looking at it all the time, thinking of ways you could automate things and stuff like that. And then I could see, you could do a form of split testing in Amazon was possible. So that's when I founded Splitly with my friend James.
Fantastic. Okay, so you took the obvious lessons from your friend, which is that this thing is worth checking out because of the bank account details. So tell us more about Splitly. So what is split testing, and how does it work for Amazon sellers?
So regular split testing is essentially a process where you divide all. Let's say you had a website. This would be typically where people would see it in action, and they wanted to say, "Oh, okay, what color should my checkout button be? Should it be red or blue?" And so you would set up a test, and you would say every second customer would see the red button. So every even customer would see the blue button, and you just keep on flipping it back and forth. And the reason why you would do this, as opposed to just, why don't I just try the red button for 2 weeks and try the blue button for 2 weeks, is because if you take an analogy of flipping a coin, if you were to flip a coin one time, you're going to get either heads or tails, and you're not going to know which. If it was a biased weighted coin, you're not going to know which one was better. But if you flip it 1,000 times, you're very likely to get about 490 heads and 510 tails, and you're seeing, okay, so maybe when I flip this coin, there's a 50-50 chance. Or if there was a trick coin, you go, oh look, 60% of the time it was heads and 40% of the time it's tails. Okay, and now, so once you have enough data points, and then, so that's why it's required to keep switching. Then you can be more confident, and we call it statistical significance. We can do some maths, and we can say, okay, I'm pretty sure that this is actually the better one.
Excellent. So that's a very good, clear explanation of what split testing is. Now, the other question is, why should we bother doing this on Amazon? Is it really worth doing? And, you know, if so, why?
Right. So on Amazon, Just to continue on from what I was saying there, on Amazon it's a little bit different in that we can't stick software on Amazon. So instead, we actually update the listing periodically, and we do it on an every daily basis, and we get the sessions information from Amazon that way. So that's how we're doing split testing on Amazon. The reason why you would want to do this is if you are so confident to believe that you know exactly what's best for your listing, as in what are the best images, exactly how your copy should be, exactly what price you should set it at, I think you'd be surprised that if you actually go and set a test and look at it in a more data-driven manner rather than just your own intuition, you can be really surprised that, oh wow, I was actually completely wrong here. This main image was actually a much better one. I had no idea. And it just gives you a much more data-driven, more insightful approach to optimizing your listing.
Okay, so it's relying on data, not just intuition. That makes sense. So yeah. Now you just mentioned the photos. So that's one thing to test. So what are the main elements that you would choose to test in this split testing that are going to make the most difference?
Well, for a variety of reasons, we recommend price and main image as a good place to start. Price is great because it's so easy to set up the test, and it makes such an impactful effect on the test, so you can get your results quickly. So it's a great place to start. Main image, we've just seen. I mean, it's such a great one to optimize. If you can get a few conversion up on that one, it can be really beneficial. Title, if you can control your title, is a great one too. And then it's kind of as you'd imagine, then come your bullets, and then finally your product description. So it's in order of what most people, I think, would have would affect their conversion rate and their click-through rate.
That's good. When you say that it's the order that people would have their conversion rate, we had Anthony Leon recently talking about the conversion optimization of your listing. And this is really part and parcel of that. It's sort of the same story taken to the next level. But actually, a lot of people don't really think in that structured way. So I think it's really, really good that you're highlighting price and the images are the main thing. So tell us a little bit more. So you've told us a little bit more about how Splitly works, but how does the mechanics of that work in a sort of day-to-day, week-by-week process?
So essentially, once you set up your test, and we'll take the main image example again, what will happen is you run the test, and then at midnight on Amazon time, so for most people, so if you're selling in the US marketplace, that's going to be specific time. Every midnight, your listing is going to update. And the reason why we do it at midnight is because Amazon gives the information for your sessions and page views. If you go to your business reports in Detail Sales and Traffic by ASIN, you'll see that you can get that information on a daily basis. So we're going to use that to calculate our conversion rate. And so it's not as optimal as a pure split test where you would direct every single customer to a different variant, but it is as good as we can do it. And it's certainly a lot better than using your own intuition. So that's the mechanics of it on Amazon.
Excellent. Okay, that's a nice clear answer. So now tell us a little bit more about the wider application of this so we can see roughly why we do it. Can you give us some examples of results of actual differences that you've seen?
Yeah, so I mean, I can talk about, for example, with my own products. I've managed to, for example, increase. And again, surprisingly, I mean, I remember doing a split test where I was, testing my main image. And it was, I actually took out the, I was breaking the TOS in here. So I had the icons and logos in on my main image. But it was in a smaller market space, so it wasn't a problem. And I tried that, and then I stuck in a prop. And I thought this was actually not do very well. But I wasn't even doing the test to improve the listing. I was doing it to test Splitly software. And then I left the test on, and I come back a month later. And the change I'd made improved my conversion rate by 50%.
50? That's not a subtle change, is it? That's not something you need to be a statistical genius to realize is it important.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so this is very, very, that's a very nice concrete and at home, as it were, examples. It's your own product that this is really, really important to test.
That was actually the best example for me. Other customers are having different stories,
So the main image is a really very powerful thing to test then. What other things have you found that are the sort of low-hanging fruit, if you like, the stuff that's going to most likely to move the needle?
Price. 100% price. So, and this is where, originally we had, you would just split test your price and you try two different price points. And so, what's great, I mean, it depends, again, a big factor here is how big of a difference, a change you're making. So if you just change your price by 5 cents, it's not going to be very impactful, right? As you'd imagine. And if you change your price by $5, all right, well, we're never going to see. We're going to see which one was better. So, as I said before, it's a great one to start with too, because it's not hard to set up a price test. You don't have to take a new picture of your product.
Yep, that makes sense. So, in terms of low hanging fruit, then really just changing the price by a significant amount will let you see what the difference is quite quickly.
Yeah.
Excellent. Exactly. Okay, that's very good. So, so we talked a little bit about that. So how can you apply a sort of split testing strategy across, say, if you've got 10, 20, 30 SKUs or something like that? Would you just simply split test all of them, or would you go for particular products, or how would you approach it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is quite important, actually. There's two things to take into consideration when you're selecting a product to test it. You shouldn't be thinking about this like, okay, I've got this product is failing. I've got a product that's doing bad, and I want to save it. So I'm going to save this product by split testing it and optimizing it, and then it'll be okay. That's not really what it's for. The best thing to do with split testing is to pick products that are doing well and get that extra few percent out of them. That's what you really want to be thinking for. You want to be optimizing the products that are already doing well, so they're already getting traffic, they're already getting sales. And there's two reasons for this. One is, obviously, if you get 5% of an increase on sales on a good, well-selling product, that's going to be much more to your bottom line than a product that's flailing. And the second point here is that in order to do a split test, you need data. And so the products with more data aren't going to be more suitable. You're going to be able to get your more reliable results quicker from those products.
Great. Now, I was going to ask, that leads very neatly to my next question, which is, and by the way, I like the fact that you're saying, like, don't try and rescue failing products. Really don't waste your time with that. Generally, I think it's a good bit of advice. But coming back to the split testing, so minimum number of sales or data, what sort of amounts of data do you need to make a, as you'd call it, statistically significant, if that's the right word, decision about which is better?
So there's no straight answer to this, because it's proportional to how long you run the test. So what I would generally say is that you want to be getting at least a few sales a day. That's at a minimum. I mean, you can run a test on if you don't care, right? If you're just like, well, I have a few slots left in my, like, let's say you're running using Spitly and you want to just, you have slots left and you have a product and you're just like, I don't care how long the test takes. It takes 2 months, 3 months, I don't care. Fine. Then, if it's only selling one every few days, then you can run that test. But most people want to get their answers quicker. So if you wanted to get it in a 2 week time frame or something more reasonable, then yeah, you want to be getting some sales every day to get a better result.
Okay, so you could get a meaningful result within 2 weeks if you have, what is there a particular sort of number of sales that you'd need to be getting per day? Is it 10 or 100 or?
So I'll give you a hypothetical example. Let's say you're getting 5 sales a day and you're saying, okay, I want my test to end in a reasonable, like, a few weeks. Well, you need to be making a significant change to your listing, because that's also going to be the other factor of the algorithm that decides which one was the winner and ends your test is going to be, well, so we have this much data, but how much better was this one by this one? So if you do that $5 price change example, then it's very likely you're going to get an answer quickly to that.
Okay. So the bigger the change, the smaller the time period you can test it in. Is that a reason?
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, exactly. And of course, sometimes it's hard to know. I mean, if you're trying two different main images, you don't know if there's going to be a significant difference between them or not. And so sometimes you will run into a case where you set your test and then Spitly will say, well, it's 50-50. This test is going to take too long to run. And at that point, you're probably better off just pausing the test and trying something else.
Okay. So the software will give you some kind of advice, feedback about that situation if it spots it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very useful to know. Okay. So you're not going to be sitting there testing something for months and months before you get the statistically significant answer that it's statistically irrelevant.
Exactly. So what it'll do is, once your minimum days are up, it'll start calculating statistical significance, and you will see those percentages, and it'll all be displayed for you. And so, and you set your goal. Let's say I want to reach 90% statistical significance, but you'll see that, oh, I'm at 80%, so maybe I'll get there. And Spitly will give you an estimated time. Nothing can be 100% because it depends on the new data as it comes in. But you can give a guess as to what's going on.
I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.